Hatsumomo-san, I am not allowed in the storehouse, I said at once. If you want to know where your older sister is, don't make me say anything twice tonight. I have plans for you. Afterward, you may ask me a single question, and I'll answer it. I won't say that I believed her, but of course, Hatsumomo had the power to make my life miserable in any way she wanted. I had no choice but to obey. She put the kimono, wrapped in its linen paper, into my arms and walked me down to the storehouse in the courtyard. There she opened the door and flipped a light switch with a loud snap. I could see shelves stacked with sheets and pillows, as well as several locked chests and a few folded futons. Hatsumomo grabbed me by the arm and pointed up a ladder along the outside wall. "The kimono are up there," she said. I made my way up and opened a sliding wooden door at the top. The storage loft didn't have shelves like the ground floor level. Instead, the walls were lined with red lacquered cases stacked one on top of the next, nearly as high as the ceiling. A narrow corridor passed between these two walls of cases, with slatted windows at the ends, covered over with screens for ventilation. The space was lit harshly, just as below, but much more brightly, so that when I stepped inside, I could read the black characters carved into the front of the cases. They said things like, Katukaman, row, stenciled designs, open weave, silk gauze, and Kuromatsuki, awase, black crested formal robes with inner lining. To tell the truth, I couldn't understand all the characters at the time, but I did manage to find the case with Hatsumomo's name on it, on a top shelf. I had trouble taking it down, but finally I added the new kimono to the few others, also wrapped in linen paper, and replaced the case where I'd found it. Out of curiosity, I opened another of the cases very quickly and found it stacked to the top with perhaps 15 kimono, and the others, whose lids I lifted, were all the same. To see that storehouse crowded with cases, I understood at once why Granny was so terrified of fire. The collection of kimono was probably twice as valuable as the entire villages of Yoroido and Senzuro put together. And as I learned much later, the most expensive ones were in storage somewhere else. They were worn only by apprentice geisha, and since Hatsumomo could no longer wear them, they were kept in a rented vault for safekeeping until they were needed again. By the time I returned to the courtyard, Hatsumomo had been up to her room to fetch an inkstone and a stick of ink, as well as a brush for calligraphy. I thought perhaps she wanted to write a note and slip it inside the kimono when she refolded it. She had dribbled some water from the well onto her inkstone and was now sitting on the walkway grinding ink. When it was good and black, she dipped a brush in it and smoothed its tip against the stone so that all the ink was absorbed in the brush and none of it would drip. Then she put it into my hand and held my hand over the lovely kimono and said to me,